increasing number of Indiana police and fire departments are using drone technology to help navigate emergency situations. It's part of a growing national trend. According to the Center for the Study of the Drone at Bard College, the number of public safety agencies with drones has increased more than 80% in the past year. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, their success has other industries looking to drones for solutions.
People expect to hear sirens when police respond to an emergency. But there's another sound Noble County residents are growing used to. That powerful whirring sound is coming from one of the Noble County Sheriff's Department's two drones. It's not much larger than a backpack, but it can travel hundreds of feet in the air and give police a perspective they didn't have before.
I can't overstate how much value and how much of a resource multiplier it has been for us.
That's Shafter Baker, the chief pilot for the department. He says they didn't have access to an aircraft of their own before buying the drones in 2016. It would cost nearly $400 an hour to hire a helicopter to aid in an investigation. But the department can operate a drone for about $20 an hour. Deputy Brandon Cordes says it's not just cheaper, but more efficient.
There's no standing by and waiting for the state police to be contacted to bring a helicopter out.
The drone operators use a controller outfitted with a large display screen, which allows them to see what the drone is seeing. The bird's eye view is useful for everything from analyzing a crash site to finding a missing person. Cordes says he realized the power of the small devices the first time he went out on a call with one. A child got off a school bus but never came home.
So we went out and flew around the area. We cleared probably 6 square miles in an hour.
But some Hoosiers worry about police and fire departments using drones. That's something Captain Michael Pruitt with the Wayne Township Fire Department says he experienced firsthand when the department announced it was starting a drone program.
There was a lot of uproar over privacy issues with the drones.
State law dictates how emergency responders can fly drones. Police and fire investigators have to obtain a search warrant in order to use them, unless it's an emergency situation. And Pruitt says most of the calls his department responds to are emergencies.
In the last 3 years, we've covered just about everything possible with the drones. We've conducted search and rescue operations like went on with the incident involving the young boy in Columbus, missing kayaker in Bartholomew County.
Pruitt says he expects drones will eventually become a tool every fire department has. And Indiana State University sees potential far beyond emergency responders. It started the state's first bachelor's degree in unmanned systems a few years ago. Sam Morgan is an instructor for the program.
We create individuals that can go from I call it the landscaper model, where they have a truck and a drone and they'll take whatever job they can get.
Students learn how to build and repair the drones. Then they get hands-on experience flying them in a variety of missions.
We've got a couple students working for a roofing company that has started to use drones with software that'll automatically detect hail damage.
Morgan says there's no shortage of jobs for students, and he expects the demand to only increase as more public sector companies turn to drones to do things they otherwise can't. For the Noble County Sheriff's Department, it's a no-brainer. The drones are cheaper, faster, and help keep officers out of harm's way. Baker says he only has one complaint.
I wish we would have had the drones a lot sooner than we actually have them.
He regularly fields calls from other emergency responders who are looking for guidance in starting their own drone programs. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.